Found by Those Not Seeking, written by Jennifer Waddle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 14, verse 2. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. As a little girl who was unusually tender-hearted toward the things of God, I grew up naively thinking that all people were just as sensitive to Him as I was. For a long time, I believed deep down that every person on earth was seeking evidence of God's presence and longing to know the Savior. Yet, as I grew up and witnessed much of the world reject the God who made them, I've had to come to terms with the fact that some have no desire to seek God or turn to Him for salvation. Honestly, the little girl in me is crushed at that thought. As Psalm 14:2 says, the Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. At first glance, this verse might seem depressing, as it indicates a world that lacks understanding and has no desire to seek the Lord. But I'd like to encourage us to view it as a verse of great hope. The Lord cares so much about His creation. He continues to look for those who might seek Him. He loves mankind so deeply, He searches the earth for any who are faithful to Him. He's not too busy or preoccupied to set His gaze upon us. He's not too holy or distant that He doesn't search for willing hearts. Romans 10:20 drives this point home even further, as Paul recounts Isaiah's words, "I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me." When God's people, Israel, rejected the gospel, the Lord turned His hand of salvation to the Gentiles. Those who were not seeking Him found Him. Those who were not asking for Him were made aware of Him. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but this gives me great hope. Even today, God can make Himself known to people who aren't even asking for Him. John 1:5 says that although the light shines in the darkness has not understood it. As sad as that fact is, we can hold fast to 2 Peter 3, verse 9, that reminds us it is God's will that none should perish. We can pray with boldness for God to make Himself known to a lost and dying world. And we can cling to our childlike faith that believes, deep down, that somehow God will be found by those not even seeking. Let's pray together that a non-seeking world will recognize their desperate need for a Savior, and those not seeking will find what is needed most, repentance and salvation in Christ alone. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank You for making Yourself manifest to us. We pray today for those who are walking in darkness, not seeking You or looking for Your salvation. We ask that You shine the light of Your Son so brightly they will not be able to ignore it. We pray that You will knock loudly on every heart, even those who have hardened themselves against You. Thank You for continuing to move through a lost and dying world. We know You will pursue every heart until the very moment of Christ's return. It is in His name we pray. Amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reason podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.